This is Passport to Texas. The 2009 drought left private ponds throughout Texas low or bone dry, conditions that Todd Engeling says actually presented pond owners with an opportunity.
There was an opportunity for a number of folks to really go in and renovate those facilities and prepare them for the rain when they came.
Engeling is chief of inland hatcheries for Parks and Wildlife. With luck, ponds got a needed facelift when dry and are returning to their former glory thanks to winter rains. The downside is fish in those ponds probably didn't survive the drought.
So if you're looking for an opportunity to get fish for your private pond, although the Parks and Wildlife Department raises millions of fingerlings each year, we do not provide those to the general public. But there are a number of commercial private fish hatcheries that can provide you with what you need for stocking, including any advice on what you need and how many would be appropriate for you to stock in those areas. And on our webpage, there is a link to the Texas Aquaculture Association, which maintains a list of their members who can provide that service for you.
In fact, the Parks and Wildlife website offers information on creating and maintaining private ponds,
including how you can deal with some of that unwanted vegetation.
Visit the Parks and Wildlife website for information on ponds, stocking, and other landowner information. That's our show with support from the Sport Fish Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.